With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Kremlin has confirmed that President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will speak on Tuesday amid a period of whirlwind diplomacy to end the war in Ukraine.
This will be the second officially confirmed conversation between the two leaders since Trump took office in January. Washington is pressing for a 30-day ceasefire plan. While Ukraine has agreed, Putin has said he supports the idea of a truce in principle, but said there were many details that still needed to be clarified. Announcing the upcoming conversation with Putin aboard Air Force One on Sunday night, Trump said a lot of work had been done over the weekend. For his part, the Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, refused to give details of what the two leaders would discuss.
Correspondent Harriet Morris reporting. The Trump administration and a federal judge were at odds over the weekend on the issue of deportations. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On Saturday, the judge issued an order temporarily barring the deportations under an 18th century wartime declaration targeting Venezuelan gang members. When the judge was told that two planes with immigrants were already in the air, he verbally ordered the planes be turned around, but the directive was not included in his written order. The White House later said it did not refuse to comply with the court because the order was issued after the gang members had already been removed from U.S. territory. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Residents and work crews in the South and Midwest are beginning to clean up and survey the destruction from a series of storms that kicked up wildfires, tornadoes, and dust storms. At least 41 people died as a result of the severe weather. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 353 points. This is SRN News. A mainline Protestant denomination embraces the LGBT agenda.
Leaders of the Presbyterian Church USA have amended the organization's constitution to bar discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. Meanwhile, a separate proposal that would require any prospective PCUSA clergyman to answer questions about his stance on homosexuality is still being considered by the churches. Mainline denominations have increasingly embraced the LGBT agenda and lost membership as a result. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican lawmakers in Kentucky have added several medical exceptions to the state's near-total abortion ban. They say they want to provide clarity to doctors now fearful of breaking the law for terminating pregnancies while treating expectant mothers with grave health complications. GOP supporters say the bill offers clear guidelines for doctors in medical emergencies. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks climbed again following weeks of scary swings. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% and notched a second straight gain after falling 10% below its recent record last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.9%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.3%. More big swings could be ahead with a decision by the Federal Reserve on interest rates coming later in the week and worries continuing about a trade war. A report on U.S. retail sales was weaker than expected, but may not have been as bad as it seemed on the surface. The Dow up 353 points today to 41,841. The NASDAQ gained 54 points to 17,808. The S&P 500 adding 36 points to 5,675. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.